Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, here is the headlines. Sinn Féin Chief Whip Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says the government is allergic to accountability. Planning permission has been granted for the development of a crematorium in Letterkenny. A man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court, charged with the murder of a pensioner in County Tyrone. And Donald Trump claims China played it wrong by imposing 34% tariffs on US imports. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest at sport at around 5:15. August Tereshian and Nuked Lay Colin Fairter. First in news, Sinn Féin Chief Whip Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says the government is allergic to accountability. The Donegal TD was speaking in response to confirmation that Oireachtas committees will not be established for another month on May 8th. Deputy McLaughlin says this is solely down to the so-called Michael Lowry deal. He added that with upcoming recesses for Easter and summer, there's clear concern.
If you think of our own defective block crisis in Donegal, the health services, the issue of tariffs now, with the United States, and it's all sorts of huge issues that committees should be dealing with. That's a central part of our job as TDs, central part of democracy, and it's been denied to us. It's going to be another 5 weeks now, we're told. So this is months of the government delaying the formation of committees purely to placate Michael Lowry, and there's no justification for it whatsoever.
And what is the delay now for the 5 weeks?
Well, the government's dragged their heels when the Can Corner made a ruling early February, and she got independent legal advice, and she said that Michael Lowry's independents are what we know. They're government TDs. They can't form a group in opposition. At that moment, immediately, Oireachtas committee should have been set up, but government held it back, and now we're into the Dáil next week, goes into 2 weeks recess. So with all of that, it pushes you into 5 weeks from now, and it's just outrageous at this stage.
And I suppose finally, Deputy, there will also be the recess for summer. When is that expected to kick in, and will that further impede things?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very important question. I mean, you're into mid-July, so you'll probably be lucky if you get only weeks of Oireachtas committees functioning. Then you're into recess and into September. So, I mean, basically you have a Dáil, a Seanad, a democracy that is not functioning properly. Government are hiding away. I say they're allergic to accountability. They've done this deal with Michael Lowry, and it's really an arrogant government. But we're going to hold them to account. We're going to expose everything they're doing on an ongoing basis, and we'll do our job as an opposition.
Planning permission has been granted for the development of a crematorium in Letterkenny. The owners of Eternal Light Chapel of Rest have made provisions for a cremation facility within a new funeral home in the Caernarfon area, for which planning permission has already been granted. That cremation facility has now been given the go-ahead by Donegal County Council, subject to 20 conditions. These include the submission of a comprehensive waste management plan before the facility begins operating, and the carrying out of a detailed noise study and air quality impact assessment within 3 months of the beginning of the operations. Any appeals must be made to Amblord Planalla by Thursday, the 1st of May. Meanwhile, a new municipal cemetery for Donegal may be a step closer. Donegal County Council is expected to seek expressions of interest in the coming weeks from landowners in the Letterkenny area who may be suitable for sites for development. The need for a new burial ground for Donegal was first raised a number of years ago. Michaela Clark has more.
Donegal County Council has undertaken a significant survey of graveyard provision and capacity in the county and has been liaising with a number of stakeholders, including the Inter-Church Group, Black and Ethnic Minority Group, Intercultural Platform and non-denominational groups. As a result, Letterkenny has been identified as the area in most need of a municipal cemetery due to its large and culturally diverse population. All kinds of owned sites considered as potential grounds for the development have been deemed unsuitable. The council will now be seeking an expression of interest in the coming weeks for landowners in the Greater Letterkenny and environs area for the purchase of lands that are suitable for the development of a municipal cemetery.
A man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with the murder of a pensioner in County Tyrone. Adam Curzan, who was in his 70s, died after being seriously injured at a flat in the Kirinni Park area of Dungannon in February. 33-year-old Ryan Patrick Martin Kerr of Derry Latin Knee Road in Dungannon is also charged with robbery and going equipped for burglary. He's due back in court next month. Donald Trump claims China played it wrong by imposing 34% tariffs on US imports. It's the first country to retaliate against the taxes imposed by the American president on imports from around the world. Stock markets in the US and Europe have continued to plunge in wake of these changes. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, on a visit to Brussels, dismissed concerns over the fall in global stock prices. He said businesses are adjusting to the new rules.
But ultimately, the markets, as long as they know what the rules are going to be moving forward, and as long as that's set and you can sustain where you're going to be, the markets will adjust. Businesses around the world, including in trade and global trade, they just need to know what the rules are. Once they know what the rules are, they will adjust to those rules.
Meanwhile, General Secretary of the Irish Congress Trade Unions Owen Reedy says tariffs can't result in poorer standards for workers.
I think this is very different from 2008. In 2008, we went off a cliff. We're going into this where the economy is much stronger. And I think the message we'll give to government today is, look, we want to work with you and the employers so Ireland can get through this. But to do that, you have to heed what organised labour has to say on this. And it can't be about eroding terms and conditions of employment.
The Justice Minister says his department will examine whether civilians could be employed to extend Garda Station opening hours. Jim O'Callaghan was speaking in Cork, where he was asked about the amalgamation of Garda units due to a lack of officers. He also said the aim to recruit 5,000 trainee Gardaí over the next 5 years is key to allocating more members to parts of the country which typically receive fewer recruits than Dublin, a common complaint here in Donegal. Minister O'Callaghan outlined his idea to keep stations open.
Those Garda stations which aren't open a period of the time, that we use civilians to keep them open. And that's something I'm going to look at and speak to the Commissioner about, to try to see, well, if we don't have the Gardaí, what about putting civilians out front so that people would still have the confidence of knowing that the station is open? There may not be a guard that you meet at the front desk, but that there would be civilians there. So I'm very conscious of it.
There's been a 15% drop in the number of people on the live register in County Donegal. That's according to the latest figures released today by the CSO. In March of last year, there were 8,782 people signed on, compared to 7,477 last month. Anna Feegan reports.
The Social Welfare Office in Killybeg saw the most significant decrease at 26%. The figure now stands at 369 compared to 502 in March of 2024. Dunloe recorded a fall of 19% to 816 people from 1,012, while Ballyshannon had 852, down 17% from 1,029. The Donegal Town Office numbers declined by 16% to 473 from 560, and Letterkenny had 14% fewer people signed on, falling from 2,477 to 2,103. Both Ballybuffet and Buncrana recorded decreases of 11% from 1,070 to 955, and from 1,581 to 1,413 respectively. Finally, 10% fewer people were on the live register in Dunfanaghy. The number in March of 2024 was 551 compared to 496 last month.
Community groups in areas of Donegal affected by depopulation are being urged to seek funding under the CLAR 2025 programme, which opens for applications today. The programme, administered by the Department of Rural and Community Development through local councils, provides vital funding for small-scale infrastructure projects in rural areas and also includes a measure under which the council themselves can apply for money for larger projects. Donegal TD Pat the Cope Gallagher says CLAR continues to be a very important funding source for local communities, particularly in Gaeltacht areas.
CLAR provides funding for small-scale infrastructural projects in rural areas that has had significant level of population decline, and there are many of those in the Gaeltacht areas. So I'm pleased that Minister Caleri has invited applications as and from today for the various measures, and that's of course the measure one is for community facilities and amenities, youth clubs, playgrounds. Measure two, support for community transport, meals and wheels, vehicles for first responders, and of course Measure 3 for offshore islands, and he has introduced a new option this year for local authorities to apply for funding up to 100,000 for larger scale projects. And there's also an extra application for local authorities with Gaeltacht areas specifically for those areas. Measure 2 has to be in by the 13th of June, and all of the others in by the 23rd of May, and they will all go through the Donegal County Council.
Those smaller projects that go through CLAR, those community supports, the things like Meals on Wheels, they don't hit the headlines very often, but they're hugely important on the ground in local areas.
There's a lot of good work done behind the scenes by community groups. We saw that very clearly during the COVID period when the country was closed down. Those groups did exceptional work. CLAR and LEADER are very much bottom up, and this is an opportunity for the communities to submit their applications to the council. And of course, I suppose the demand will be greater than the supply, but we'll wait and see how it develops.
Three men were sentenced at Belfast Crown Court for their roles in connection with the supply of controlled drugs in the northwest. The men are believed to be members of an organised crime group operating primarily in the Coleraine area. Donald Kavanagh has the details.
38-year-old Peter Anthony Neal from Coleraine was sentenced to 2 years, suspended for 3 years. 35-year-old Ashley Richard Craig from Strathfoyle was sentenced to 2 years, suspended for 3 years. And 34-year-old Aaron John Connor from Castle Rock was sentenced to 12 months, suspended for 2 years. Police say today's sentencings are the result of a lengthy and extensive investigation into the activities of an organised crime group operating primarily in the Coleraine area, but with activity extending into Derry and Clody. The investigation focused on the supply of a Class A controlled drug, namely cocaine, linked to a significant seizure in Nuts Corner in 2015. On November 20th that year, as part of a targeted police operation, a silver-coloured Mercedes was stopped and searched. Officers seized cocaine with a street value of approximately £405,000 from behind the driver's footwell.
Nearly half of people who failed a breathalyser test thought they were below the legal limit to drive at the time, according to the RSA. 24,000 tests were analysed during a six-month pilot programme, aiming to give people real-time feedback on their alcohol levels and in a bid to help them make themselves more informed before driving. The study found men aged between 18 and 34 were the most likely to underestimate their alcohol levels and said they were going to drive. The time's just gone 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a quick break, and Mark Gallagher will be back at the sports desk. It's 5:15 here at Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal and Derry have announced their teams for the Ulster Senior Football Championship preliminary round clash at McCool Park on Sunday afternoon. Sean Patton start between the sticks for Donegal, while Finbar Rorty, Brendan McCall and Kieran Moore make up the fullback line. It is an Ulster Championship debut for Rorty. Ryan McHugh, Caelan McGonigal and Pater Mogan have been named in the halfback line, with Hugh McFadden and Michael Langan in the middle. The half forward line includes Dara O'Boyle, Kieran Thompson and Shane O'Donnell, as Niall O'Donnell, Conor O'Donnell and Aaron Doherty make up the full forward line. Jason McGee returns to the squad and will take his place on the bench, as will Michael Murphy, Patrick McBurdy and Oisin Gallen. Well, Derry have also released their team, and it features 12 of the side which lined out when the teams met in the league in Ballyshannon. The three changes are the inclusion of goalkeeper Neil McNichol, while Kieran McFall and Niall Toner come in at 12 and 13. McNichol, Martin Bradley and Dara Higgins are all making their senior championship debuts for the Oakleaf County. Brendan Rogers, who was an injury doubt for Derry, has been named in the starting lineup. In the lead-up to the Sunday's game, 2012 All-Ireland winner Eamon McGee has warned that Derry could provide a tricky obstacle for Donegal to overcome.
They go into Balfay, of all places, and they're able to spring a result. It changes the whole atmosphere about the group. A wee bit of positivity, and it's just such a dangerous fixture. If they're going for Ulster, and by all accounts, Jim is a big advocate for the provincials, if they're going for Ulster, they can't afford to be keeping one eye on the next round. And it's just about keeping that record in Balbuffet intact and going out and just remaining focused and staying true to what they're about.
Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devaney will have full match coverage on Highland from 1:40 on Sunday in association with Highland Motors. Before that, on Saturday at 12 noon, there is the Ulster Minor League final between Donegal and Tyrone in Mahara. And there are a few games in the Donegal Senior Hurling League this evening. St Unions meet McCool's, Bird take on Dunlow, and Setanta are at home to Erua. Moving on to soccer, Amber Barrett found the net on her 50th cap for Ireland as they defeated Greece 4-0 in the Nations League this afternoon. Second half goals from Marissa Sheva, Kayla Caruso, Jesse Stapleton and an injury time strike from Barrett helped Carla Ward's side to a 4-0 win in Greece. The Girls in Green will now turn their attention to the return fixture in Tallaght on Tuesday. Van Harps are at home to Longford Town in the SSE Air Trustee League First Division this evening. The Balbuffet side are aiming to make it 3 wins on the bounce after impressive wins over Bray and Athlone in recent weeks. Tonight will mark the first game of Kevin McHugh's reign as permanent Harps boss, and former Harps captain Keith Cowan says things are going in the right direction for the club at the moment.
Yeah, I think Kevin at the moment is the right fit for the club, and he'll be looking to, I suppose, hit the ground running, and all positive at the minute. You know, I suppose that breathes in a wee bit of anticipation. Longford coming to town, both teams on 7 points so far, and, you know, 1 point off that playoff spot. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting game. It'll be a difficult game for Harps come Friday night.
Dermot Doherty will be at Finn Park providing live updates from 7:45. Elsewhere, leaders Dundalk are in the capital to face UCD. Cove host Wexford. Kerry make the short trip to play Treaty United. And Athlone are at home to Bray Wanderers. In the Premier Division, Derry City are at home to Cork City at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. With the opening of the new North Stand, there should be quite an atmosphere thanks to the enlarged capacity. The Candy Stripes go into the fixture having picked up a valuable point away to Shamrock Rovers last weekend. And boss Chernan Lynch is looking forward to tonight's game.
Hopefully we're in a good place going into the Cork game. We're under no illusions how difficult it's going to be. And Cork will get the exact same respect and have got the exact same respect that Shamrock Rovers got going into last Friday night. But it's one that we're really looking forward to. We're looking forward to getting home again, looking forward to the opening of the new stand. And a bigger crowd there that's hopefully going to be even noisier than what they've been the previous couple of weeks. And we hope we can build on that.
Elsewhere, champions Shelburne and St Pat's meet at Richmond Park. Stephen Kenny's Saints sit at the top of the Premier Division ahead of that sold-out Dublin derby. Galway United are level in points with Pats at the summit heading into their game with Shamrock Rovers. It's third against fifth as Drogheda United host Waterford, and Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Dalymount Park. In local soccer this evening, it could potentially be a huge game in the Brian McCormick Premier Division. Fannett host Bonnygee United at 7:30, and that fixture is significant in terms of the title picture, because if Bonnygee do not win, Letterkenny Rovers can clinch the title with a win over Rathmullen Celtic on Sunday. At 8:15 this evening, Gidor Celtic take on St Catharines. In the Old Orchard Saturday Division 2 this evening, Castlefin Celtic take on Kilmacrenan Celtic Reserves at 6:30. And in the Inishowen First Division, Glenealy Colts go up against QPS. A QPS win there would force a title playoff with Coghill Youths. Well, Kevin De Bruyne says it's time to say goodbye after confirming he'll leave Manchester City at the end of the season. The six-time Premier League winner has collected 16 trophies during a decade at the Etihad. Manager Pep Guardiola says it's a sad day.
There's no doubt he's one of the greatest, for sure, because of his consistency, except the last year and a half, that I had injury problems, and the consistency and in important games and not important games, and every 3 days being there all the time.
Kylian Mbappe, Antonio Rudiger and Dani Ceballos have all been cleared to play in Real Madrid's Champions League quarterfinal with Arsenal. Mbappe and Rudiger have both been given suspended one-game bans, while Ceballos was fined for their behaviour in their victory over rivals Atletico Madrid in the last 16. Arsenal host Real in the first leg of their last 8 tie on Tuesday. In horse racing, odds-on favourite John Bond eased to victory in the feature race on day 2 of racing's Grand National Festival. The Nicky Henderson-trained 9-year-old saw off the challenge of Protectorat in the Melling Chase. The Grand National takes place at entry tomorrow. Finally, in rugby, Munster, Leinster and Ulster have all named their teams for this weekend's Champions Cup last 16 ties. Tyburn captains Munster with Peter O'Mahony, Jean Klein, Takir Abrahams and Andrew Smith all coming into the starting 15 for their clash with La Rochelle tomorrow. Leinster have included Andrew Porter, Josh van der Fleer, Jack Conan and Caelan Doris in their side to face the Harlequins at Croke Park. RG Snyman is included in the second row alongside Joe McCarthy, while Ronan Kelleher misses out with a neck injury. Ulster make two changes from the starting team that picked up a bonus point win against the Stormers last week as Zach Ward and James McNamney come into the team. They take on Bordeaux Begley on Sunday afternoon. That is all your sports news for today, but don't forget, Dermot Doherty will be back with live updates from Finn Harps Clash with Longford from 7:45. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark Ugasnish and Nuked Lee Colin Ferreter.
Shewer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shaw Lena Preeves Guilty. Ten scheme, a scholarok to Fihifia Sukuig, Koya Honahun and all, Sholta. To Irish and Glaku, Egan Koya, Finch game, Scolarachta, Gudji, and Cathru Legeg the Miabrin, Ega Kuiga Clug, Tronona. To tell you allish, August Forum, Irritish, Erfoil, Egdonigal, Coco, Bonkai, E. Step Fihe, Scolarach, Lebranu, Ergalti, Eger Triblian a Jeg, Ega Shablian a Jeg, the Ish. At an agoni and nunanal, not a frastel or skull and nunanal, shart in a kaihu, segeltucht and shaw, so honde. Ten factus conru negele, geliga dara vanam, inya negeliga ober a reached emliana, be an chonskunov at a jarha, chondini a spragu, geliga a usage a go realta, a re frige of lion, a hantronona jehinia. To skim tarkiokta nua lahai. Geligar ihe the onage kjol fobol fogarha conwinu the lach million euro a curra foil the onage kjol fobol bega erfod nachira. Espeger la honage jontus jesuus le kuig mile jeg euro a oil igor the costish a winin la hemakti kjol vio a raktal. To udris negeltakta egtaku le hirakti common vregin runanal status geographa cosanta. The Vregin Hunanal a Isle on Intus Europa, Tan Chonskadal Vregin, Fetcha Fucha is Staragus Coulter and Honde, Le Brescius Cade Lianonuus, La Hartus Yaghe Gulai Denya Fosti Hit, Sa Chonskanal Fui Laher. Augusta Kostia Auran Erskull, Agus Faras Nigelige, and ye Auran Erskull a Kyolu, Le Len Shartin Yasha, Canyal Nua Ata On, Aves Mar Achwan Luchwar. Kjol tradition to a chagask, tan chonskadal pilata, cha muiniha eg forest negelige, karha lekele eg kostia a raniakta, la haran tradition to a curra foil, the fwesti ingelig olu, to shart naurin agus kahara an chanos foil an canyal, the fishan gacha tarinchehe, the fwesti kjol alin, agus na fokala ekel an skalin vala karaoke. Tan chanskadal jiriha arruana foluma, changa fridge kjol agus spree. Agus shin mahaid se eligolier, slan agus banakt.
Gerim my hulka column. Taking a look now to the weather forecast. Mostly dry this evening with a mix of cloud and bright spells and light to moderate easterly winds, fresher at times near coasts. It will be dry tonight with long clear spells, lows of 1 to 5 degrees with moderate to fresh easterly winds. To conclude this evening's news, here's a look at the headlines. Sinn Féin Chief Whip Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says the government is allergic to accountability. The Donegal TD was speaking in response to confirmation that Oireachtas committees will not be established for another month on the 8th of May. Deputy McLaughlin says this is solely down to the so-called Michael Lowry deal. Planning permission has been granted for the development of a crematorium in Letterkenny. Owners of the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest have made the provision for a cremation facility with the new funeral home at Carnamugga, for which permission has already been granted. The cremation facility has now been given the go-ahead by Donegal County Council, subject to 20 conditions. A man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with the murder of a pensioner in County Tyrone. Adam Curzan, who was in his 70s, died after being seriously injured at a flat in the Kearney Park area of Dungannon in February. 33-year-old Patrick Ryan Martin Kerr of Derry Latiny Road in Dungannon is also charged with robbery and going equipped for burglary. And finally, Donald Trump claims China played it wrong by imposing 34% tariffs on US imports. It's the first country to retaliate against the taxes imposed by the American president on imports from around the world. Stock markets in the US and Europe have continued to plunge in wake of the changes. That's all for now from the news desk. I'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, April 4th. The death has occurred of Eddie Shields, Ballylennon, St Johnston. Eddie will be reposing at his nephew Sean Shields' residence in Conybury Road, Lifford, from 8 o'clock this evening and all day tomorrow for wake. Funeral cortege will be leaving Conybury Road, Lifford, on Sunday morning at 11:15, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnston, for 12 o'clock requiem mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Mary Burgundy Duffy, 290 Rosemount, Kilmacrenan. Mary's remains will repose at her late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Monday morning for Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the hospice, care of any family member or Charlie McLafferty Funeral Director. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Lawrence Kavanagh, Drumaweir House, Sean T. Barr, Greencastle. Lawrence's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday, 10:45 for 11:30. Funeral Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul and the RNLI, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Mary Henry, Curry Village, Curry, County Sligo. Remains reposing in St. Teresa's Funeral Home, Curry Village, Sligo, from 6 o'clock this evening until 8 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Curry, for Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Bunacrana Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Mass for Mary can be viewed on the Curry Parish YouTube channel. The death has taken place of John Owen Kelly, Drimmanock, New Mills Letterkenny, formerly of Fintown. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Columbus Church, Glenswilly, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.